Okay, we're here again. Johnny asked me about 10 days ago to speak last Friday, and I said, okay, we'll do the next installment of Litna Eva. And he said, well, no, actually, on Friday we like to do something from the Seder of the week. Most people like to have something to take home with them for Friday night. And I said, well, actually, I really want to get on with Litna Eva. So he said, well, couldn't you do something from the Seder and link it up with Litna Eva? So I said, okay, I'll do something from the Seder. We link it up from Litna Eva. Okay, put the phone down, and I thought in my mind, what can I say? And I had a whole night doctor worked out, linking it all up. 5 minutes later, he rings me up. I'm awfully sorry, but you know, we have to change it around. Can you do it on the next Tuesday? So I said, okay, I don't mind doing it on Tuesday. But I have my doctor in my stomach. You know, I can't keep going on with my doctor in my stomach. So I thought, never mind, you know, I can still do today, Tuesday, we can still talk about Baloisko. It's Tuesday still belongs to the previous Shabbos, and if you've forgotten to make Avdolah, you can still make Avdolah today. So I think if you can make Avdolah, then you can talk about the Seder as well. So we'll say a few words about the Seder, and we will link it up in Yet Hashem with the Indian of Litna Eva. But the end of the Seder, as we know, is the story of about Miriam, who talked Lashon Hara, and then she got Saras. And the Torah says in Parshas Ki Tsetzeh, Hishomer b'neged Saras, be careful, watch yourself, be careful of the neged Saras, Zocher is Asher Oser Hashem Melechecha leMiriam, v'derech v'tzeistam in Mitzrayim. Always remember what the Kodesh Baruch Hu did to Miriam. She spoke Lashon Hara, and she got Saras, so watch yourself. That's all the Mephoshim are taking at this. Is horror against talking Lashon Hara. And the question is, okay, we know all the details that Miriam didn't mean it badly, and it was just a small thing, but nevertheless, this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu did to her, gave it to us. But the question is, what is the meaning of the phrase Vaderech Vatzeistam in Mitzrayim? Miriam, the way that what? Who cares whether it was in Timbuktu or it was in Honolulu? She spoke Lashon Hara, she got her out, and that's it. That's all you have to remember. And I once saw Rabbi Bernstein once pointed it out in the Rashbam. You hardly notice it, but it, the words are there. And he added to it. In fact, there's a pasuk in Michal. We say it in the Haftorah soon in Parshas Bolok. It says, "V'eshlach lefonecha es Moshe Aaron u'Miriam." When I took you out of Mitzrayim, then I sent before you Moshe Aaron and Miriam. And the Sefi says in Kesetzeh that this was a halakha, that this was the format how they had to travel. When they traveled in the Midbar, they could only travel if they were led in front by their leaders, had to be out in the front, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Now, because of this, we might think, and this is the idea in the Rashbam, that here they were on the way, and if Miriam is going to be sent mechutz l'machaneh, so the whole Machaneh Yisrael is going to be held up for 7 days. I mean, you realize what that means, you know? I mean, if we got to go to Manchester on a train, and suddenly the train stops and there's an engine problem, and the engine is, and the train is held up for 7 hours, we go crazy. We're on the way. We want to get there. We're being held up. So here they were on the way to Eretz Yisrael. They'd expected to be in Eretz Yisrael soon, in a few days' time. Remember, we hadn't crossed the Meraglim yet. That they were expecting in a few days' time they'd be in Eretz Yisrael, and suddenly they're held up for 7 days. They've got to hang around. And to think that, you know, 600,000 people with their wives and their children and everybody have got to wait around for 7 days, you know, that's a tremendous tircher. So you might think that under such circumstances, that the Rebbe Shalayla would be mevater, you know, he would wave it, okay, listen, now's not the time. You know, someone's a child, you can't, you know, now's not a good time to punish, you know, it's not fair, you're holding up the whole oilam. And yet, remember what the Kodesh Baruch Hu did? He punished her, and he made the whole people wait for 7 days because she had to be punished. And that should give you an idea of how bad Lashon Hara is. It's so bad that even though it meant holding up millions of people for 7 days, nevertheless, it has to be punished. So that is the force of the word Baderach Betseichem Mimitzrayim. So this teaches us the great Veda of Lashon Hara. And you know, as far as you're talking, I see you're learning now about Lashon Hara. Since the last time I've been here, it's a new innovation, so it fits in with what we're saying. As far as you know, that sometimes there's an area where people don't think about it too much, and they think that everything is mutter because it's little Ellis, and that is when it comes to Shaduchim. That very often, you know, you hear little casual remarks. I've seen, you know, a boy and a girl go out, and then it doesn't work out, and somebody else has suggested, another boy asks, you know, what was that girl like? Oh, I went out there, you can have her with pleasure. You know, I see those people make these sort of, you know, flippant remarks. You know, what do you mean? What are you saying? You know, the same as on the girl's side. Oh, so and so. Oh, I went out there, and what a fool. You know, he didn't have a thing to say for himself. You know, I mean, mamash, you could kill somebody with that. You're ruining, you could ruin that girl's life. And the life of the boy who was suggested for her. You know, what do you mean? Because it wasn't suitable for you, doesn't mean it's not suitable for somebody else. You know, everybody's got the right person for them. My boy, I'm trying to see it's a lad, a correspondent who fixes it, somebody for everybody. So just because it's not, because it's not for me, so it wasn't attractive for me. But I should start passing that on to somebody else, Chassid Shalom, for the other person, it might be perfectly good. And in fact, sometimes it's even, you know, the person could be a big boy and have nothing to say for himself, because the girl was that sort of girl. He could see that the sort of girl he had nothing to say to, you react to the girl, a different sort of girl would bring him out, and he'd run out of time, but not to say for himself. And therefore, in these things, you've got to be so, so careful. A chas v'sholem, it's shvichas domim. You know, you can, if you do say the wrong thing, you know, you can say objective things, factual things, where they went to school, how old they are, whatever. But your opinion of whether they're interesting, or whether they're boring, or even whether they're frum, or whether they're not frum, that's a very subjective thing, that's not a properly measured thing. That one has to be very, very careful. And if you have to say, they say, look, I didn't find a thing, but it's purely personal, you might find it very interesting. So one has to be very, very careful. Otherwise, chas v'sholem, you know, you can be either on the worst things. Imagine come to Shemayim, lachamei v'etzim, you know, they get out your file, oh, good morning, you says, Yankel Pimchnok, how are you? And let's have a look at your file. And says, ooh, you see, you murdered two people in your lifetime. Me? Murdered people? No, it's a mistake, you know, it can't be me, you know, it's another Yankel Pimchnok. No, sorry, we don't, up here in heaven, we don't make mistakes. You know, Shpichas Domim, very, very serious matter. I always say, you know, the worst people, I spoke about this once, that I said, the worst people in this are the journalists, you know, who write Lashon Hara in the press. You know, I mean, they did have papers where they have gossip columns. Mamish people who are paid every week to dig out some schmutz, you know, you find, and the bigger, you know, you get some celebrity or a politician or a leader or a religious leader, and you dig out something and you make a whole thing, and you kill the fellow off. The poor fellow's writhing in agony for a month or thing, and then you've killed him off, you've shattered him. A terrible, terrible thing. And, you know, just a funny thing, I just heard yesterday in the news, said that the News of the World, which is the worst paper for this sort of thing, it's a specialist paper for Lashon Hara and Schmutz, so they said the News is the most widely read paper. I mean, these people, you know, they have the temerity, they enjoy, I think it's a sadistic pleasure that they get, that they can screw somebody up and kill him, ha ha, that person, tomorrow we'll get him, we'll put our life, that piece in the paper. It's a mammoth sadism. They feel that they've got life and death in their hand. They're exactly like Dr. Shipman, you know, trying to stick a needle in somebody and in 2 hours they're dead. Yeah, they can do it, they're doing exactly the same thing. But Dr. Shipman, if he gets caught, he gets put in prison. But a journalist, he can do this with impunity. You know, the same freedom of the press, this has to be said, it's in the public interest. Let's get taught public interest, my foot. It means the public is interested to read it, and the newspaper's interested to sell newspapers and to make money. It's in no public interest. So I always feel that, you know, these journalists, you know, my picture of Gehenna, you know, is the front row of Gehenna, you know, the row that's right next to the fire. You know, all the seats in that row, you know, set on it, you know, reserved for the press. this is where they go. you know, somebody, you know, I mean, when you think about it, Now, if a person, you know, writes something in a paper, if a paper has got a circulation of 100,000, so in one fell swoop, yeah, probably. I'm being making. I'm just saying. A circulation of 100,000 got a readership of 4,000. Every house has got 4 people who read the paper. That'd be some odd. But let's say, you know, even 100,000. But you're either Lashonara. You've told Lashonara to 100,000 people. So it's either 100,000 availers. I say Lashon to you and to you and to you. I'm either 100,000 availers. And I said once at the Simcha, I said, you know, it's stupendous when you think about that. I said, you know, imagine somebody who eats chaser dresser. Can you imagine how long it would take him to eat 100,000 gezeitah of chaser? You know, I don't think in a lifetime you wouldn't manage to eat that amount of chaser. And here, this girl would add one piece in the paper, and you already clocked up 100,000 availers in one fell swoop. Amazing, you know, it's mammoth. It's not for nothing that there's always a half and front seat in Gehenna. So, you know, that's what I said. And somebody came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, it was very nice what you said, but I'm not so sure whether you're right. Whether really, if you say Lashon Hara and you say it to in front of 1,000 people, whether you're over 1,000 availers. My sibling, you've just said one Lashon Hara about one person, it's one availer. Okay, you said it in a big, you said in public, but I'm not sure whether it's 1,000 availers, it might still be just one availer. And I said it's a thought, I'm going to think into that, I'm going to try to research it a little bit. And this is what I came to the conclusion, that we all know that when you talk Lashon Hara, you've learnt it now, there's an Isser on the Metzater who tells the Lashon Hara, and there's an Isser on the Shomea who hears the Lashon Hara. They learn from Narcissus or Shema Shot, the Rambam brings, they all bring it, there's an Isser on the Metzater and there's an Isser on the Shomea. Now the Chofetz Chaim says that the same as they find, let's say if somebody lends money beribis, so there's an Isser on the Malver to take the ribbis, and there's an Isser on the Loiver, on the borrower, to pay the ribbis. The borrower is also Oiver, it's Isser Loi Sashir, you mustn't pay the ribbis. Even if he said, look, I don't mind, please lend me the money, I'm happy to pay the interest, he's not allowed to pay the interest, he's Oiver and Aveda. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that in addition to the Aveda of taking ribbis, which the Malver does, and giving the ribbis, which the Loiver does, the Malver also is either on the Isser of Lifnei Iver, because by lending the money, by taking the money from the Loiver, he's being machshil the Loiver in doing the Aveir of Lai Sashich of giving the money. And in the same way, the Loiver, in addition to his Aveir of Lai Sashich, he's either the Aveira of Lifnei Iver, because he's Machshil, the Malver, in giving, in taking the money. So they're each either Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Mishai. So the Chofetz Chaim says that the same thing would apply to Lashon Hara. That the Metzapir, who tells the Lashon Hara, so in addition to the Aveira which he has of speaking Lashon Hara, he also has the Aveda of Lifnei Iver of his being Machshil, the Shamea, who he's telling it to, that the Shamea is listening to a nice juicy piece of Lashon Hara. So he's being Machshil, the Shamea, and so he's the Mesape is over on speaking Lashon Hara and on Lifnei Iver in being Machshil, the Shamea. And the Shamea, who's standing there, sitting there listening to this nice story, in addition to being over the Issa of healing Lashon Hara, he's either Lifnei Iver in being Machshil the Mesapir in telling the Lashon Hara, right? Because if he wouldn't listen, then the Mesapir would have nobody to tell it to. Now, the interesting thing is, and this is the Chofetz Chaim said this, and you know, it's amazing the Chofetz Chaim, you know, he's so honest. I mean, I have to say, I can't remember, he's so emistic. No, you feel that half the time it's as though you look at it like a Musa says, I want to tell you, Lashon Hara is a terrible thing. You make a whole list how many Avedis, your Oven, and heavy, your Oliri, come down heavy. But he's very, very exact. And when something is not quite such a big Aveda, he goes out of his way to point it out. It's amazing. You would think he'd be quiet about it. Just put down, you know, like in Yeshiva with Mashgiach, you know, you're not going to say that. In this case, it won't be quite so bad. You know, Mashgiach would never say that. But the Chofetz Chaim is sort of very, very accurate. And he says the following. He says, there's a big nafkum in it, or there could be a nafkum in it, between the Lifnei Iver, which the Metzaper is doing, and the Lifnei Iver, which the Shamea is doing. Because that the Lifnei Iver, which the Metzaper is doing, so if he tells Lashon Hara to me, so I hear the Lashon Hara, and he's over Lifnei Iver by being mashing me in hearing Lashon Hara. If there's more than one Shamea in the room, the audience, five people in the room, so he's over more. And he'd be over Lifnei Iver five times. Right? And therefore, sure, because he'd been mashil five people. Right? So I've been mashil Reuben and Shimon and Levi, and he's been mashil me. So he'd been mashil all the five of us. If you've been mashil five people, you've done five Avedas of Lifnei Iver. Like we said, we throw banana skin on the ground and a man tips on it and slips on it, you're over Lifnei Iver. What if I put a banana skin on the street? And within the hour, five people slip on this banana skin. I've been over five times in Lifnei Iver. It's not just one of them, not well, I just put down one banana skin. Right? It's not the banana skin we're interested in, it's the people we're interested in. You've been matching this one, and this one has served himself, and this one has served. You've been matching five people. So being over, that's definitely, because she's Rabu Hashoimim, right? You have been over more Lifnei Iver. Right? So therefore, sort of coming back to our journalist, right? As far as the Aveda of speaking Lashon Hara is more when you speak to many people or one speak of Lashon Hara about one person, but the Lifnei Iver part, you have been makshil 100,000 people who all get the papers and they avidly open the bed, oh, let's see what they've got today, and the interesting reading, so you've been makshil 100,000 shining, and you've certainly clocked up 100,000 Lifnei Ivers. And if it's not 100,000 Lashon Haras, it's 100,000 Lifnei Ivers. So he says, the more shaymin there are, the more you've been over on Lifnei Iver. That's the mitzvah. But he says, mitzvah shamea, the shamea who sits in there and who listens to the Lashon Hara, he says, Esher, there might be a difference, right? That is, verse Lachin Hamikabil, Esher, could be, the ena over the lambs there, rakim hu levadai shamea mimenu ato ha Lashon Hara, or chilus. Maybe I'm only over the Shamea, maybe he's only over Lifnei Iver if he's the only person who's there in the room. Now, what's his logic? His logic is that if I'm the only person there, so if I wouldn't be there, the Metzaper needs me to be over the Ittam Lashon Hara. If I wouldn't be there, he wouldn't be able to talk to Lashon Hara. He's not going to talk Lashon Hara to the wall. So therefore, I am mashing him. It's a case of say Abba Denara, he can't be over the Issa without me being there. So like the case of the Nazir wants to be over the Aveda, so he needs my wine. If I'm on the other side of the river, he needs me to pass over the wine to him, otherwise he can't be over. Right? So the Nazir is the Mesapir, Lashon Hara, and my wine on the other side of the river, that's my ear who's willing. So he needs to have my ear to talk, to say Lashon Hara. If I would go out of the room and I take my ear with me, he wouldn't be able to manage to say the Lashon Hara. So therefore, I'd be either the writer of Lifnei Iver and be matching him. But if there's a lot of shining in the room, you've got an audience. Five people in the room all willing to hear him say Lashon Hara. So then he says, maybe I'm not over Lifnei Iver, because if he doesn't really need me. If I would go out of the room, he could still talk Lashon Hara. He's still got four people left to talk Lashon Hara to, and therefore it's not a case of Trei Avodah Zarah. Right? I mean, it's a very, it's a nice piece of lomdus. And therefore, actually, in that case, the shamay is not over on lifnei either. That's very nice of him to say that. You know, I find it very touching that he should say that. But maybe, you know, in that case, you're not over lifnei him, and who asked him, he doesn't even need to mention it. But he says that it's not always in case of shamay, there's others, then Hefsher, he's not either. Now, it's an interesting lotion that he says, Hefsher, you're not either. He's not quite sure. I mean, it's a very good swallow. Why is he not sure?
One of them will be
there. Pardon?
One of them will be. You have to move one.
Yeah, okay, but me, you don't need.
What is it?
Pardon?
Which one will it be?
Yeah, okay, but as far as I'm concerned, I've got to think of myself. Am I enabling him to do lotion? I'm not enabling him to do lotion. Each one can have his own cheshbon. But I'll tell you what he says, the Chofetz Chaim himself says, the reason why I use the Lashon Hefsher is because maybe when you talk Lashon Hara to a lot of people, you're over on each one. You know, and he says it would even seem like that. I'm over and saying Lashon Hara to you. It's not that I'm using my mouth and I'm saying a few words. It's that I'm saying Lashon Hara to you, and I'm saying Lashon Hara to you, and I'm saying Lashon Hara to you. Each one I'm communicating with five people. Actually, I've been over Lashon Hara five times. Now, if I'm over five times, so then what happens? It means that in this case, we've got five of us here in the room, it's over five times. In Achinami, if I would go out of the room, he could still talk Lashon Hara. But he could only do four of those Averas. Mm-hmm. The Avera, the fifth Avera of saying Lashon Hara to me, that he can't possibly do unless I'm in the room. Right? So therefore, for the Avera of saying Lashon Hara to me, that is Tzei Avra Demara. Right? So therefore, for me, I would still be over Lashon Hara, I would still be over Lashon Hara the writer, because without me, he couldn't do that. He could talk Lashon Hara, but he couldn't do that fifth Avera of me, because he wants to tell them and he wants to tell me. So it's like a nazir who wants to drink wine, and he's got a cup of wine on the same side of the river as he is, which he can get without me, but he wants two cups of wine, and the other cup I've got on the other side of the river. So I can't say, well, look, even if I don't hand him the wine, he's still got wine to drink. But he can't drink my wine. He can drink his cup, but he also wants to drink my cup. By me handing him that wine, I'm helping him to do a second Aveda, and therefore it is still Lifnei Iva. So it would seem, you know, so if this is the Sophie of the Chofetz Chaim, this person who said to me, I'm not sure whether you're right, that's the very Sophie which the Chofetz Chaim has. Are you over? If you say to a lot of people, how many Avedas are you over? And I was thinking, you know, what's the numbers behind this? And it's probably this, that if you look on Lashon Hara, what's wrong with saying Lashon Hara? That never, I'm talking about somebody and I'm killing him, I'm shutting him off, right? I'm denigrating him, and I'm ruining his life. So if I'm talking Lashon Hara about him, so I am ruining him and being mad at him. It's just me being mad at him. Whether I tell it to three people or to five people or to 100 people, but it's still the same thing. I'm being mad at him. Okay, I'm mad at him a bit more, because a lot of people know about, oh, I'm mad at him less, but I'm not doing more Avedas. All I'm doing is I am being mad at this one person. If you look at it that way, then it's just one Aveda. No matter how many people I tell it to, I'm doing this one Aveda in a bigger format, but it's still only one Aveda. But maybe we can look at it in the other way. And that is, in the answer, Gemara says that Lashon Hara kills three people. Right? It kills the person who says it, kills the person you're talking about, and it kills the person who listens. And when you tell Lashon Hara to somebody, and that person hears it, you've been mad at that person. I mean, I remember many years ago, and I still remember to today, there's a certain person in this community, Baruch Hashem, he's still alive today, and he's still there, and he's held in very, very high esteem. Everybody holds him in very high esteem. And somebody came to me one day and said, you know, that person, everybody thinks, you know, he's such a big savvy, you know, the real reason why he does it is because of this and that. And he was told me a whole thing, and he sort of ran this person down. And I was shocked, you know, to hear it. And I thought, I'm sure that's not true. Nah, I can't be true. Nothing can be true. I haven't heard it. Not, I don't accept it. But I heard it. I'm a Geher Hoffman, you know. And deep down, every time I met this person, you know, and I see him, you know, wonderful person, I said, no. Actually, who knows, you know, actually there's something, actually there's nothing, not such a big thing, actually there's nothing, it's all this schmoy, actually doing it. So I'm so annoyed about it, you know. I would have rather not heard this. I would have wished I would have never told it to me, even if it's true. I'd rather live in a fool's paradise and imagine he's a big sally when he isn't, you know. Don't ruin it for me, you know. You've killed that person, was held in such a high esteem in my mind, and by telling me this, you've ruined his esteem in my eyes. But he just said it very quickly, you know, at one thing. Sometimes you hear something, and before it's, you know, it wasn't a big long conversation, right? So it's unfortunate, you know, that I know it was a question. At first, you know, so it was somewhat difficult to say, I'm going to go out, you know, you suppose you should do that, but, you know, before you turn around, you know, it's been said, you know, people think that. So, you know, your magic, you really harm the Shamea. So if you're magic, if Rosh Hashanah is magic the Shamea, so if I tell 1,000 people, so it's not just I've ruined the person who I'm talking about, but I've been magic the Shamea, and I've been magic 1,000 Shamea. And therefore, in that sense, you know, I've done 1,000 Avedas. Right? So therefore, in that way, we can understand it, you know, that, you know, how that works. Right? So to sum up what we've said, right, we've sort of linked it up. We started off saying that what a big Aveda, Rosh Hashanah is such a big Aveda that even in the Midbar, where they had to be held up for a lot of days, for 7 days, nevertheless the Kodesh Baruch Hu punished us. So it's a very, very serious Aveda. We spoke about the journalists who do this Aveda on a very large scale, and we discussed whether there's a question of if you talk Rosh Hashanah to a lot of people, whether you're over 1,000 times or whether it's still you're only over once. And we mentioned that apart from the Aveda of speaking Rosh Hashanah and hearing Rosh Hashanah, there's also the Aveda of listening Evil Eye to say Mishael, that each one is over the listener Evil Eye to say Mishael on the other one. And then what the Chofetz Chaim says, that it's possible that the Mesaper, who is Oyvan Lifna Eva by being Mashim the Shamea, he for sure, if he's got a lot of Shoimim, then he's Oyvan Lifna Eva many times. But the Shamea, Esher, he's only Oyvan Lifna Eva if he's the only one, because without him, the Mesaper wouldn't have anybody to talk to. But if there's other people, then maybe Esher, he's not Oyvan Lifna Eva the Raiser, because possibly, you know, because he would have told Lashonah in any case. So I didn't enable him to do it. But then he says, on the other hand, it could well be, the reason for the Esher is because it could well be that in truth a person who talks Rosh Hashanah to a lot of people, he is in fact over separately to each one, and if it's over to each one separately, then even though you're just one Shamea, but nevertheless, if you went out of the room, he wouldn't be able to be over to you, he would only be over to the other four people, but he wouldn't be over to you. And on that avail of talking Lashon Hara to you, of that was Trey Avnei Denaro, which he couldn't do without you, and therefore you'd be Chayiv Midaraisa. And it seems that he says that this seems the most probable scenario, that you have to ask over on Lashon Hara Shem Hashom, that you're over as many times as there are people in the room. So it makes it even more astounding that he even mentions it, that it's Efsha, that he's got a little hammer in Efsha, he's not done with that, and he tells you this, and he mitigates the Aveda. But Lemaisa, you've got to be very careful, as I said, you should look for anything like that, you know. When you think something's like Ta'elis, you know, something, the biggest Ta'elis is if you just shut up and be quiet and keep your opinions to yourself, that would be the biggest Ta'elis.
Right. Yes. Is the passion of the Russian Horoscience at all so going? Does it mean the Germans are not
private?